homes here tonight. Well over 90 people in here. It makes it the second largest meeting since I've been here. This is our opening night. So a couple things I want to go over on the practical side. One of them is this, is that there's not many pews left that would be comfortable for more people. I mean, we could get some up here and some Williams if people trust them, they can sit with them and the same there with the Taylors and such, and a few over here. But if it starts to look like it's getting crowded, I want the fellas to come out and sit in these chairs up here, okay? You fellas, I'd have the girls do it, but nobody'd look at the preacher, all right? And with you fellas, they'll do all the Kevin at the preacher, all right? And so, this is our seventh youth week. And those of you who've been around, you know that we never planned on a youth week. We planned on Vacation Bible School 7 years ago. We asked the Taylors to come in and help us. She had her sisters and our sisters-in-law, her children and such came and they set things up. And Vacation Bible School, Brother McVeigh came by and a little bit humbled by the recession. And we were all humbled by the recession. And he was just starting out evangelism, and he wasn't getting many meetings. And I asked him, I said, well, I got about four boys to come. Would you come here, preach to a Vacation Bible School? Well, for somebody that's preached at some bigger churches, Sammy Allen can't meet, and that kind of thing, kind of let down to come to Black Creek. And I preached to four boys at Vacation Bible School, but he told me, he said, no. So I believe the Lord had me do that.
Amen.
Well, he called me a few weeks later, and he said, you know, I know a lot of young people in some of these churches down south. Where the church is small, could I bring some of them with me? Sure. So he brought, how many did we have that year? 14 kids he brought with him, and that's actually only one of the originals out of that. And the others graduated, Zach, just can't get it. But everyone's been coming for various years and such. Well, the thing is, they came and we're having Vacation Bible School, which means that just people from the neighborhood, their short shorts and little kids coming and that kind of stuff. Well, Brother Cliff Taylor came in here. You know, you always have a time and you bring people together before you distribute them to the different classes. Spirit of God came upon him, and he preached a message like you could have preached in any Baptist church anywhere. And I remember them mothers sitting there, their hair straight. I mean, they never heard such a thing in their lives or whatever. And I remember sitting there, and you got one too. You can be embarrassed because you're the pastor of the church, and they didn't expect that. You can be glad that the Holy Ghost has reached you, all right?
Yes, sir.
What I do, well, I try to find a middle ground. But the thing is, it really was one of the most bold things I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of things. I've seen foolish things. But I mean bold where it was right. Okay? And really, through that meeting, we started having different preaching and such, even though it was awkward for the people. They weren't used to that. So the next year, we just separated Vacation Bible School out of there and invited them to come back. And brother, what ended up happening was Brother McVeigh and Brother Taylor just didn't even know each other, and they just started this meeting. Two of them, just spontaneously. So for the first year, we just tried both of them co-hosts, and that doesn't work very well. And so they switch back and forth who's the moderator. This year, Brother McVeigh is the moderator. And you'll see me, I'll get up, talk whatever I want to, or whatever, whether it's good or bad, or, you know, I'll do it. But the thing is, they choose some preachers. Now, last year, when Brother Taylor was doing it, I think almost every choice I disagreed with at the time. And when it all got done, I had two experienced evangelists tell me it's the best meeting they'd ever been in their life.
That's right, yes, sir.
Two of the foreign people were visiting. I remember Brother Tom saying this. He said, Bob DeWitt is carrying me to every church up and down the Eastern Seaboard, the big ones, the little ones. And he said, no meeting has been like this one where the Spirit of God has absolutely been in charge of it from the beginning to the end. So that's how much wisdom I have. I disagreed with every choice of that. And so the thing is, Brother McVeigh this year will be choosing who preaches and such. And I hope you enjoy yourself. Now, some of you can be here all week. Some of you can't. Just be here a certain time. Be here when you can. Now, I put this sign up here. Some of you over there, you can't read it or whatever, but it says just feel free to quietly leave if the service is taking longer than expected. You're not going to grieve anybody. Now, when I first got here, I forget Paul Gordon, Peter's grandpa, wherever Peter said, I don't remember Peter. There's Peter right there, his grandpa told me. He said, well, he said, you can preach here as long as you want, but we're leaving the building. That was my first introduction to this congregation. And so, to be honest with you, unless we're having something pretty special, generally I ask preachers on Sundays, it'll be done. 12 or whatever. Brother Cliff Taylor went 10 minutes after yesterday, but everybody was in tune or whatever.
Was good.
Paul Gordon's, he left. His oxygen bottle runs out, but he left, you know, or whatever. But generally, we're pretty strict scheduled. And we have some old people and such, and some people have other things they have to take care of. But when it comes to special meeting, just beware.
That's right.
That's why the sign's up here. It's going too long to slip up. All right? And we got some people. You got work schedule. You got to get up early in the morning. Kyle Beal there, working a job, trying to get, he might have to slip up, okay? And some others might have to slip out or whatever. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Just slip out. Some of you, you know, if you're headachy or something, about slip out. Don't worry about that, okay? And you're not going to grieve the Spirit of God. You're not going to grieve anybody here because you did that. And enjoy the meeting. Brother McVeigh, why don't you come on forward? And I love to talk longer. I